Shortly after hearing from Weisskopf and Plaschek, Oppenheimer expressed his concerns to Edith Arnstein, Gene Tatlock's old friend.
Oppie said he came to me because he knew I would not be shaken in my political loyalties and he needed to talk.
He explained that he had heard from Weisskopf about the arrest of various Soviet physicists. He said he was reluctant to believe the report, but neither could he dismiss it. He was depressed and agitated, Arnstein later wrote, and I suppose now I know how he was feeling, but then I was scornful of what I saw as his gullibility. That autumn, some friends noticed that he was no longer as loquacious about his political views, although privately he engaged his close friends in political discussions.
Oppie is fine and sends you his greetings,
wrote Felix Bloch to I.I. Robbie in November 1938. Honestly, I don't think you wore him out, but at least he does not praise Russia too loudly anymore, which is already some progress. Whatever the state of his associations with Communist Party members, Oppenheimer had always been enamored of Franklin Roosevelt and the New Deal. His friends saw him as an ardent Roosevelt supporter. Ernest Lawrence recalled being lobbied vigorously by his friend in the days just prior to the 1940 presidential election. Oppie was incredulous that his old friend was undecided. That evening, he presented such a passionate defense of Roosevelt's campaign for a third term that Lawrence finally promised to cast another vote for FDR.